Welcome back to the Honeycoat Awards podcast. This is your host, Emma Gray, speaking. It has been quite a while since I have been on here. Actually, probably over 2 years, I think. I'm not sure. It's been a while. I felt the call to get back on here for a couple of months now. And I think that I was just kind of overwhelmed with the idea of adding something else onto my already changing season, but I just keep feeling that press in from the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to ignore that. Originally, the Instagram, which many of you are probably coming from my Instagram, Honeycoated Words, the podcast was actually the start of that. That's why the Instagram was for the podcast. And then I got away from it, and I'm not sure why exactly I did. I think that I just got distracted, and now I'm back, and I'm so excited to be back. It's been a long time. One of the things that I have a love and hate relationship when it comes to Instagram is the reels and how fast everyone just goes through all of it, which is convenient, and at the same time, it can be not very good because it trains our brains to have a very short concentration, like window span for concentration and taking things in. And I think that, you know, we really need to be careful with that. One of the reasons that I like podcasts so much is because it kind of makes you stop and take longer to listen to what the person's saying. And I can get more out here to you guys, teaching sermons, whatever it is. I can record for however long I really want. And that's part of the reason that I felt like I needed to get back on here so that I could really give you guys really meaty sermons so that you guys can really listen in on what the Lord is saying. And then obviously I'm happy to be back on here. Some updates from Spotify. I don't know if you guys know this. Some of you guys probably do. Spotify has come out with video podcasts and live podcasts. I'm trying to work on both of those to see how that's going to go. The first one I want to work on is the video podcasts, because that just sounds like a cool new way to do this thing. I've never done anything like that, so I want to see, you know, how that would work out for the podcast. I don't know. I'll have to pray about it, but that's currently in the works right now. Without further ado, I would like to pray us in. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to come here as a community, as a whole, as the body of the church, Father, and to be able to really just pour into others. And I pray that you would just use me, that it would not be my own wisdom that is coming from my mouth, but yours, Lord, that you would speak through me, and that whoever needs to hear what is coming out of my mouth, they will hear it, and they will know that it is you, Father, and that their hearts would be touched. I pray for a softening of the people who are listening, their hearts, that their ears would be tuned and the scales would be removed from their eyes. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So this podcast episode is about love. And I know a lot of us, when we hear love or a sermon about love, because it's talked about quite a bit, especially in the Bible, but with the Christian community, we hear it and we kind of nod our heads like, yeah, I know. I know that I'm supposed to, you know, be nice to people, yada, yada. But I think that we really need to dive into how we are called to love one another, because I think a lot of it is missed, especially when our feelings get hurt or something happens and we're having a bad day. We act unlovingly towards one another instead of what the Bible has called us to do. It's really easy. I mean, I'm 100% guilty of this. No one is perfect, but I just felt like we needed to talk about what the Bible says about love and how we are called to love one another. So in 1 John 4-7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." So I'm just going to go through a couple of Bible verses. Colossians 3:14, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." John 13:34-35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people who know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. 1 Corinthians 13:13. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of all of these is love. Many of us read or skim through these and we kind of nod our heads like I said before. And we like, yeah, I know I need to love my brother. But society has associated love with feelings. And I know I'm not the only one who has let feelings rule me. I know I'm not. It kind of goes like this. If this person I hang around, you know, I love them because I hang around them. I like them. They're nice to me. So it's easier for me to love them and be loving towards them. Super casual, you know, my bro kind of thing. Like, I love you, bro. You know, that's not what love is supposed to be. We base love on feelings and how we feel in that moment, how we feel about that person in that moment. But the moment that we get into an altercation, we spit nails, throw punches, and become prideful. And then we cancel that person. Basically, I don't love them anymore. We can't be friends. Not on friendly terms because of what you did to me or how you made me feel or this, this, and this. And I'm not saying don't set boundaries, because boundaries are so incredibly important, especially as Christians. The enemy would love to cross those boundaries, and he will use other people to cross boundaries that don't need to be crossed. So I'm not saying don't have boundaries with people. I am saying to love people, because we are called to love. So we have associated love with many things. One of them is being something casual that we kind of just throw around and abuse. In the name of love, we, you know, as humans, we can manipulate or react out of fear or put limits on people or whatever it is. And I have been guilty of those things too. We associate it with a good feeling towards someone. And yes, while good feelings are valid and it's important that we examine them and we don't ignore them, the Bible isn't telling us to have nice feelings about a person all the time. It's just not realistic. We're not always going to, quote unquote, like someone. You know, I don't know, for you guys who have siblings, sometimes it's hard to like them, you know? And then that's okay. That doesn't mean you don't love them, but sometimes it's just hard to like them. You get into an argument, you know what? I'm just gonna take a step back. I don't really like how you're treating me. I don't like how this, this, and this is happening. That's okay. But the moment that we confuse having to have nice feelings with loving someone is where it's wrong. Because we are called to love people. And society, once again, has paired love with feelings. Love, like feelings accompany love. They're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to have, you know, we're supposed to be joyful, and with love comes joy. God knows that we're going to have moments where we don't like one another, or we're going to get irritated, our feelings are going to get hurt. He knows that we're going to disagree, and that relationships of every kind all around the board aren't ever going to be perfect. But he has still called us to love. 1 Peter 4:8-10. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. See that? Love covers a multitude of sins. It's not, oh, you've sinned, I can't be around you. It's not, oh, you've sinned, you've hurt my feelings, I don't love you anymore. I'm gonna cancel you and treat you this way because of it. That's not how we're called to love. That's not love, actually. Anyways. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Proverbs 17:9. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. That verse right there. When I read that verse not too long ago, that right there sparked something in me, because love is supposed to cover those offenses. And whoever repeats a matter separates close friends. Whoever can't let go of an offense, whatever it is, and is bringing it up and isn't forgiving and is all of these things, that will separate friends. And that's not loving either. Not forgiving your friend for what they've done, or if they've hurt your feelings, is not loving. God knows that we're humans and that sometimes we just won't see eye to eye. But through that, he has called us to act out of love, not feel love. He's called us to act. Yes, with love comes different feelings, depending on what kind of relationship it is. You know, it could be a romantic relationship or a friendship or family. Whatever it is, there's different kinds of love. So then what exactly is God's words telling us? The famous verse, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. So many of us, me included, this verse has been so beat into us that we kind of nod our heads like, yeah, this is love. But these are all actions. All of it. These are actions. Love is an action. We are called to have patience with one another out of love. We're called to be kind. We're called to not be envious and not to boast. We're called to not be arrogant or rude. We're called to not insist on our own way. No, my way or the highway, your way, it doesn't matter. That's not loving. We're called to not be irritable or resentful with one another. It doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things. We're meant to bear with one another, not take each other's burdens, but bear in one another's burdens. We're called to believe and to hope and to endure. Those are all actions. And we're called into love with those actions. Those actions are loving. Right there. That's what love looks like. Love is not ignoring the other person because they hurt your feelings or being hot or cold and resentful and snapping back and being irritable. Those aren't loving actions. Those aren't. That doesn't mean that you don't love the person. It just means that those aren't loving. And I think that a lot of us, me included, we really need to stop and ask ourselves in moments when we get irritated or we're angry or our feelings are hurt, Lord, how can I show love to this person? Well, there it is right there. Someone's trying your patience. All right. Ask the Lord for more patience. Have more patience with that person. Is someone being arrogant or rude? Do the opposite. Be humble and be kind. Now, I'm not saying to be perfect because we are all going to mess up and make mistakes. I am saying if you cancel people because of how they've treated you, you are not acting out of love. That's not what love is. You can put space between someone and love them still. But we cannot associate feelings with love. That's not what it is. Love is an action. Jesus died on the cross because he loved us. He healed us because he loved us. Many plagues and diseases and cast out demons because he loved us, because he wants us to be whole, well, restored, and freed in all areas of life, emotionally, spiritually, financially, mentally, relationally. He wants us to be free and whole and well in all of those areas. The problem is we as a society, we as Christians even have associated what love looks like based off of television and books and whatever it is that we're seeing. That's not how we are called to live and to love. Right here, right in the Bible, right in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, and all the other verses, Proverbs 17, 9, 1 Peter 4, 8 through 10, all these verses that I have gone through, that's how we're called to love, even when the other person isn't being loving towards us. That is hard. It's hard to be loving when someone is not being loving towards you. But we are called to do that, because in that, then we are an example. Then we are an example to that person. Then we don't step into anger or boastfulness or pride or whatever it is that you're struggling with or I'm struggling with in a moment where someone is being just hateful. We are called to love one another even when it doesn't feel very good. Not let people cross boundaries that aren't meant to be crossed, but love one another openly and pointing people back to Jesus through our actions. That's why all of these things, love one another, don't be arrogant, don't, you know, be patient and kind. It's not envy or boastful, because all these things point back to Jesus. Love points back to Jesus. And it is something that we all have yet to learn. I have yet to learn, and it's a process. So I encourage you now. I sit here and I encourage you, and really myself as well, to ask the Lord in trying moments when people are being unloving towards you, Lord, how can I in this moment show love towards this person? Still honoring the boundaries that need to be set. How can I love this person? If it is stepping away, saying, you know what, I really see that you're upset. I don't want us to get into an argument, so I'm going to step away a little bit and let's cool down. That's loving. If it is that, step away. If it's, you know, I feel like we really need to talk about this more, sit down, have a conversation. That's loving. So I encourage you, ask the Lord in moments where it's hard to be loving, Lord, how can I love this person more? So thank you guys for listening in on this podcast. That's all we have for today. I actually am not recording with like a microphone. I'm recording with my phone, which you guys, I don't know if you guys can tell, but because I'm still working some stuff out, I will probably be using my phone for a bit until I can use my mic again. Like how I said in the beginning, I'm praying about video podcasts and trying to see how that would work out with my current, with what I have currently. Like, so, you know, that might come up. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining in. I'm so happy to be back on here. I should be releasing episodes every 2 weeks, maybe every week, just kind of depends. Bi-weekly is what I'm feeling is right for right now. So thank you guys for joining in on the Honey Coated Words podcast. I will see you next time.